gotta make it official now. Come on.
Recorder is on.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we're gonna skip down to number two and do roll call. Commissioner Bone, can we start with you, please?
Present.
Commissioner Smith?
Present.
Commissioner Cox?
Present.
Commissioner D?
Present.
Miss Lady?
Commissioner Earp here.
Nick? Are you here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, and then I'll get you.
And Commissioner Hill is excused.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, tonight's a big night. We're going to do elections for new officers for chair and co-chair. Do we have any nominations for chair?
Yeah, I've got a nomination for Mr. Jimmy Smith.
Do I hear a second?
I'd like to second
that. Okay. Would you like to take a vote, please? Everybody in favor? Aye. You don't get to vote. No. Yes.
I just did this.
Hey, it looks like a unanimous vote. Congratulations, Commissioner.
Congratulations.
Okay.
So you get to do the co-chair.
I get to do the and now we have a co-chair?
Co-chair.
Now co-chair.
Oh, I get to choose a co-chair?
No, we do nominate.
Nominate.
Okay.
For co-chair.
And anyone can nominate a co-chair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'd like to nominate Nick Noble.
Are you interested?
I just finished doing it, but I'll do it again.
Sure. Okay.
Sure.
I'll second that.
Second that? Oh, I'm sorry.
Anybody else want to vote?
Now you have to say
all in favor. Yeah.
Aye.
Oh, now you're co-chair, Nick.
Co-chair. Okay. Congratulations.
Well, yay.
Thank you.
They didn't have to change your name.
I know. It's one of those. Yeah. Well, you can't beat the pay. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Sound good?
Thank you.
Can't imagine the doors that open.
Oh, oh my God. I know. The doors that close up.
I just wanted to thank our current chair, or former chair, as of right now, for doing a very good job. She didn't miss any meetings and worked very well with staff. And I think she deserves a round of applause.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, public comments for items not on the agenda. And would that be for within the subject matter jurisdiction of the Historical Preservation Commission?
So there's no, that would be if we had a guest.
Yes, right.
Guest. Comments.
Thank you very much. Okay, would everybody please review the meeting minutes of April the 11th?
Yeah, so I have March.
March 14th.
Yeah.
Oh, it says April the 11th. Yeah.
It would be March, my apologies.
Okay.
In the last, under five announcements, should be parasol. Parasol.
Okay. Well, it's not.
It's a minor
thing. It's P-E-R-R-I-S.
It is like Paris.
Saint Fred.
Like late Paris, not Paris, France?
Or Paris, France. Yeah. Well, no, it should be Paris. P-E-R-R-I-S.
P-E-R-R-I-S.
Yeah. In fact.
You know, he has
a typo.
Okay. Any other additions or corrections to the minutes? If not, they stand approved as corrected. Announcements by the commissioners. Ms. Trex, do you have any comments?
I have nothing new to announce.
Great.
Thank
good
you.
To see you.
And good to be here.
Sandy?
No,
okay.
Nothing.
I'm trying to think of something exciting. Okay, well, my daughter just got married. That's not the exciting.
That's really exciting.
No, but she's pursuing her master's degree. And for her master's thesis, she's trying to write code for the Preservation Commission.
That's great.
Wow.
So I'm not sure that it's going to pass our muster, but at least we'll have a skeleton to work with.
Great.
So that's what she's doing for a master's thesis.
Wow. And what's the time frame on that?
This year. It'll be for next academic year, so starting in September to June. So hopefully she'll get it done in that time period. And
okay.
Did you mean ordinance or code?
Ordinance, just to give it some. Well, and what she's really adding is what's neglected right now is Native American input on anything in the city that's historic preservation. So she's adding that piece, and she's adding some other stuff too. But she's right. There is no Native American stuff in it at all.
Who is she working with?
I think she's working with Mark.
Because she was supposed to get back to us on what she wanted to do, and we haven't heard anything from her.
Oh, well, she just got it written. I mean, not the she just got the proposal written.
Okay.
So she's just barely moving forward with
okay.
it. So I know she met with Mark and you.
Mark and I.
Yeah.
Yes, and she was supposed to get back to us. And
yeah, well, she just got it okay, like, within a week or so. Not very long. So she'll be back. Eventually, at some point.
Would that also include the Historical Society input?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I think she plans to do that because she was asking me a lot of questions about that. And it's really not what she's pursuing with her master's degree. She really wants to be an underwater archaeologist. But she just feels like it's something that the city really needs, and I would agree with her. We do need it. And if it can inspire us to write one ourselves, or to get one written for us, I think that would be a big benefit. We don't have to accept it for her to
sure.
do her thing for school, but it would. At least somebody's doing something, I guess. We haven't managed anything yet, so. Now we've got somebody to write something.
It's in some of my readings, too, it's been cited by other county agencies that the lack of an ordinance of the city of San Bernardino. And only relying on the Donaldson Report has
yes.
left them sort of a gate
yes.
to go through to bypass
yes.
a number of things, which is too bad, but that's what's happening.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening.
It would be nice to have that printed out, you know, a copy of that ordinance, and as well as what you read, you know, for us to have it in here, I would think.
It needs to be modified or
Well, and that's basically what she's doing.
There may be some Hispanic input that needs to be put into that, too.
Absolutely
sure.
true.
And, you know, you can't leave out one without the other.
No, I agree with that. And the Asian is not... Well, there's a little bit of the Asian stuff in there, but not a ton. But here's the thing. We don't have to accept it or not, but it is something
it's
that we can start to hang things on.
Absolutely.
And I think that's a benefit.
I presume she's going to Cal State San Bernardino.
She is.
Okay, great. She's local. Would be available to maybe come to one of our meetings.
I'm going to make her come at some point.
I'm going to make her.
Going to ask her.
I know she's a new
person. She is married. She's a married lady.
She's got a child.
She's way old, 25. Oh, no, she's about to turn 22. Remember being 25? Barely.
I think when I was born, I was like.
I don't remember.
Can we keep on topic then? Thank you.
Basically historic preservation. There's a museum. There's a site out in Cajon Pass. It's been owned by the San Marino County Museum Association since 1975. It's not in the city, but it's, you know, we're close to the city, too. It's a property that at one time was an Indian settlement, and later on it was a rest stop for pioneers coming through the Cajon Pass. It's right off of Cleghorn River in Wash. And it's one of the most historically significant properties or places in San Bernardino County. I go through the whole rigmarole about why. The Museum Association wants to, they own it for 30 or 40 years. They want to get rid of the property. They don't want the property. So they contacted San Manuel. And at one time, like San Manuel wanted the property. Then they decided they don't want the property. So I had talked to, visited Maggie Latimer. She's the director of the Museum Association, or President Association, about the plans. And there's something I know I spoke to Commissioner Bone about, and this is something we, you know, we're talking about the property. They want to get rid of the property. Well, I don't like the idea of getting rid of it. I mean, if they give it to, you know, San Manuel, if they want it, but if they give it to some developers to build 100 houses, that's not good. So we're thinking maybe the possibility, if it's a donation, possibly the San Bernardino Historical Society. But we're going to trying to find out the liability. There's a lot to do. But certainly as historic preservation is a very important.
Why don't they want it anymore? What's that?
Well, the museum has changed, you know, direction. Well, the whole staff has changed over the last couple of years. And they used to own several pockets of land out in the San Bernardino Mountains, out in the desert. They're over historically significant or culturally significant. And they since have sold them to, I believe it was the San Bernardino National Forest or Conservancy. But right now, they still have this property, which is probably the most important of all. It's been certainly very dear to me, but I've given tours there, and I know the property real well. But anyway, that's something that, you know, as far as a commission, there's nothing the commission can do, but it's something that pertains to historic preservation.
Just add what Nick says. A friend of mine at Gresham Savage is looking into any possible liabilities to that. It's adjacent to the BNSF right of way, so there might be something there that we need to look at before we assume it. But again, they may want to try to sell it.
How big is it?
28.5 acres. Asking price is $80,000. So, but when I talked to her about donation, you know, they may be amiable for that.
That's not that much money for 25 acres.
No, it's not.
It's in the riverbed.
Well, you're right. The access is, you know, the access, if you go through over railroad tracks through a creek bed, it's not an easy access. So that's it.
Thank you, Ms.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring something up that when we don't have a quorum or when we have a meeting called off, is there a way that we can just postpone it to the next week instead of waiting 2 months to do this?
It's at the discretion of the chair.
There's no ruling or rule that we can make with that.
There is no rule.
So, that's not the chair. The chair wants to schedule.
It's the discretion of the chair on that.
But the problem is we've got 2 or 3 months.
I understand, but in other words, we don't have to wait for another 2 months to have to call a meeting.
No.
The consensus.
The chair could call it the next week.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that flexible. Not that it would be a practice, but something that, and I concur that that was something we really needed to keep the continuity of the group going. Okay. I have something, but I'll defer to you.
Okay, and I'll defer back to you. I don't have any new announcements. Thank
okay.
You.
Thank you. Great, thanks. I just a couple things. First of all, I'm going to thank you for the confidence you've given me. It's going to be an exciting year. There's so many things coming together, and primarily around the Arrowhead property. As you know, San Manuel has purchased that property up there, and there's an organization called Friends of the Arrowhead, and I think I brought this up before at this commission meeting, but there was an article by Cassie McDuff this last Sunday. I don't know if any of you had a chance, I'm sure that you did, and maybe some of our commissioners, about what they're doing. They're right now in the process of Bruce Barner, many of you know Bruce, an attorney, and Jack Brown are the only members of of the Friends of the Area. And so what they're planning on doing is turning over those efforts to the Native Sons initially, okay? So we would be the core agency that would actually recruit different volunteers to work with the Forest Service. The Forest Service maintains that land. I guess what they're simply saying is that, you know, there's an organization, and we're certainly going to bring in the Pioneer Society and all these other groups to make sure that the area is preserved. So I just wanted to let you know that it's out. It was in a very informative. If you get a copy, you can always download it. It's in the Riverside Press Enterprise Sunday edition.
SBSun.com.
Well, actually, for whatever reason, it wasn't in the Sun.
Well, I got it in the Sun.
Was it in the Sun also?
Maybe it's in an article.
Okay, yeah. So, anyway.
Today was, yeah.
Point I'm making, there's some exciting things happening up there. And, in fact, there is some talk about refurbishing the Indian that's up there also. So, and that's an exciting thing. That's preserving the history of California and also of San Bernardino specifically. And I don't know if you would be at liberty to comment about this, but I know that your boss has recently come back from Madrid, Spain. Are you familiar with the trip that he made?
A little bit.
Was it about the Harris Company by chance? Or?
It was about the building and how it could be incorporated into the ultimate development of the Carousel Mall.
Okay.
So it was just initial conversations to kick off the negotiations, but nothing concrete came of it.
Right. Okay, but I mean, that's a step in the right direction. So I think that's something that may certainly materialize. Of course, they've been talking at City Hall a lot about all the properties are going back. In fact, at the last City Council meeting, and of course, that affects us because it's historical preservation. We want to make sure that they don't knock down any, like for example, they're going to be knocking down El Salvation Army building because there was a fire there. And the point is that that's not owned by the city. It's the redevelopment agency did own it, and now it goes to whatever what's it called? I can't recall. It's not the city, but
successor agency.
Successor agency, okay. So according to the presentation that was made from the gentleman that's handling all these properties, that pretty much almost like 80% are just like vacant properties.
A large percentage, yes.
Large percentage of vacant properties. And the only two that need to be really a lot of work being done, of course, obviously is the Carousel Mall and then the theater section. Okay. So those are situations that we need to be aware of to make sure that all those decisions are basically, and I want to thank Mr. Persico. He sends out this list of all the every month, and keeps us very informed about what's going on, and that's a benefit to our commission. But I just wanted to share that with the commission. I think that affects what we're going to be doing for this next year. And so that's all the comments I have at this time. Anyone else? From staff, would you like to comment on anything that's going on?
Sandra had something.
I have a question.
Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. Look in the wrong
direction. The Salvation Army building being torn down, is that, I don't know what the historical value of that building is. What's the historical value of that building?
Any comment from staff on that?
That it's been around for a long time?
I don't think there's any historical value to it.
All right.
I don't think they would just make that public and say we're going to tear it down if there wasn't something that. But that's our charge. Just
right.
Make sure it is right.
Ask the questions.
Okay. Old business. Mountain View Bridge. Commissioner Olivas.
Yes. Actually, the question has already been answered. Because at the city council meeting and the architectural design and all those things, all those things have been addressed.
Yes.
So I have no further questions about it because I would like to see the design. I think I'm missing the design somehow. So I don't know if it's out yet. Is the design out yet, Oliver?
No. No, no, it's not.
Okay. The one thing that I would like to see is the design of the bridge. Just, you know, out of curiosity, keep it. Because if you put in a nice new steel bridge, it's going to look crazy. But I do know that part of the building of the bridge, because I was kind of worried about Sandbag taking it over, that's part of the whole thing, is it's got to look, it's got to be the same look for the area.
Yeah, so they've got to preserve some of the existing features of
right.
the bridge.
So basically it was answered. Thank
okay.
you.
You're welcome.
Any other comments, Alan?
I want to call, there was a memorandum of agreement on the Mount Vernon Bridge here, and it was done, I think, in 2004. Correct me if I'm wrong, or 7. And we had spoke to some people about that, about incorporating the balustrades and the similar lights, and also the underneath to replicate the steel beams, casting out of concrete with rivets, painting them black, and then if you noticed on those, there's track numbers, and to replicate them. At the far south end, on the east side, there's a one block of cement with the date that it was erected, and maybe somehow incorporate that into it. But that was a discussion we had a long time ago. But I think that from what I've read here, that SHPA will probably have a lot to say of what's going to happen.
Yeah, I felt pretty comfortable with the presentation at the city council meeting, that they're on top of that.
Yes, it's certainly something that certainly needs to be done there, because it's not in very good shape. And in reference to that, and I don't know if we could discuss this briefly, but I know that there's talk about the vacating the city hall. Is that something that?
Well, we could. Why don't we stay on the agenda?
Okay.
And then we could maybe
talk about that later.
Yes, okay.
on. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate your guidance.
Sure, of course.
Okay. Any other comments on the Mount Vernon Bridge? Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, then we move to new business. We do have one Mills Act application. Did anyone receive that? Okay. And I see it was submitted as of June the 25th, is that correct?
Yes.
Which would be before the deadline for this year, which was the end of June. So, and I presume, I didn't see anything in writing, but I presume the staff recommends that we accept this?
Staff doesn't typically give a recommendation. Its recommendation comes from Historic Preservation Commission.
Oh, okay.
I have one question. So I assume this was the only application received?
Correct.
Yes. Okay. And through staff.
So it's the will of the committee to review it, decide whether or not if you feel that you're like to proceed or what your recommendations for it.
And I think
your input.
And turn in your votes.
Can we maybe go around the room? Can we maybe go around the room and see what everybody thinks or just comments on it?
Would you like to start?
Yeah, I thought it was a very, you know, worthy property to be part of the Mills Act.
Okay.
I was in agreement, but I had a little bit of concern about the carport that was over the driveway on the side of the building. I don't know if they were going to, it's not specifically addressed. When I looked at it, it looked kind of chintzy, just a piece of like tin metal over a 2x4 wooden structure that they parked their car under. If they were going to do something to enhance that or else take it down completely, I would be okay with it. I didn't see it specifically addressed in their notes.
Right. If it's not addressed on their notes, they haven't.
Okay.
They're not choosing to address it.
Okay. That was my only concern. Other than that, I thought the property looked really nice and very viable.
In my opinion, it looks, from the outside, it looks in pretty good shape.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to know what it's like on the inside. It's a typical old, you know, big porch house. It's fine.
It was built in 1918. I know the people.
Oh, okay.
And the inside is, there is a lot of the old, everything has changed since 1918. But it has kind of an old look, some of the trim inside the house. I know the main thing is the outside. The outside, you know, I say yes. My only concern with, like you said, Jason mentioned the carport, and I don't know what they're going to do, that they're going to make some change, but that's, and then also there's a wrought iron fence. I believe they mentioned that. I can't remember. Yeah. That needs to be fixed. But the house,
is it possible for the carport to be removed? Or, I don't know.
Well,
structurally,
they could take the carport.
I don't think it's a structural part of the house. No. Either my recommendation would be, make it a.
So it affects the integrity, you think, of the.
I don't know that I'd want to park my car underneath it. I'll put it
It looks like something that was put there after 1918.
I just don't think in the past we've ever come up to a property and said, except for this thing, it passes. I think.
No, that was my only.
I think it's insignificant.
The house itself looks good.
Yes, go ahead, please.
It's something that I do know is that even though they have these things down here, they don't have to do these things. Okay, this is just a basic summary of what they'd like to do.
Yeah.
So they may, once they get certain things done, they may look at it and say, oh, God, I want to take that down. So they may change this up.
Just ask for everybody.
Right, it's just like a plan. And, plans change all the time. So my opinion of the house, I love the house. I think it's a nice house. I think it's perfect for the program, and that's my opinion.
I wish we had a bit more.
Exactly.
Thank you. I didn't have a chance to drive by there, and I would base mine on what everybody else says, that if they've approved it, I would approve it.
I'm sure you would.
The whole thing, or just
I know
our,
those houses.
Just our
judging
sheet.
Okay, with that discussion, I'd like to entertain a motion to accept this application. Would someone like to make that
second.
Motion?
I make a motion.
And a second there? Okay. And then if everybody would be so kind to fill out their forms. First of all, calling for the vote, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous?
I have a question. Not the name of this house, but a few months ago, and I can't remember now if it was last year or this year, there was a house on 54th in Mountain View.
I remember.
We approved that. Is that for this year?
I don't remember. I think it was maybe 2 years
ago. It was two years ago.
Barbara Miller is what it was on the house. 54th and Mountain View. Somehow I thought it was 2 years ago. Maybe so. So this is the only house we have.
Yes.
So maybe. This was last year.
Have they had the house very long, Nick?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
So they're new owners. Are they new owners then?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Right. Okay. That's what I
mean. My next door neighbor would be an excellent candidate. That she's owned the house for like 30 years, and her property tax is probably very low.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think she wanted to go through the paperwork. But she would have been an excellent candidate.
Right. Thank you.
Next item would be letter to the applicants.
Okay, is this a letter to the
participants? Yes, it is.
This
is a draft letter.
Okay.
That we have prepared.
Like
we of course, it was done ahead of time before the vote. We didn't want to be presumptuous, or you wouldn't mind any comments.
This looks good to me.
I would like to make a motion.
Go ahead, please.
With a change that my name be taken off and yours be put on as the chair. And to approve it as stated.
I'll second.
Okay, so we're accepting this draft with that one change. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. And there was a second to that motion?
Okay.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, thank you very much. Boy, this is moving right along.
You're welcome. Which brings us to a related item. I hate to bring it back.
Oh, it's been approved. You're
that's
not
supposed to be
in place. Well, the understanding was that this was that the Arrowhead was going to be in Granite. That the proposal that they had given us, that the company had given us, was that it would, the plaque was going to be Granite. It was not going to be just an Arrowhead. I guess they don't have the machinery or the capabilities to give us just a Granite Arrowhead.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've come back and say that the design would be for the entire thing to be Granite, and it would be engraved with as shown.
That's okay. That's good.
Yeah, that's fine with us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. I should have bought a lottery.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I would like to make a motion that we accept the proposal from the company as they.
Okay.
Because that's what they can do.
That's it. You know,
it's in Granite.
It's beautiful. It's going to be gorgeous.
Right, yeah.
Thank you.
Who seconded that?
I'll do it.
Thank you.
Any further discussion?
That's enough.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. I'm really excited to see that this plaque thing cleared up.
Nick, you guys started working on it what? 7 years ago?
Before you got
before I was on it. And I've been on for what, 3-4 years?
Oh, yeah, Jim and
That's great.
Tony, did she do
flips? We took our time, but we were efficient.
Yeah.
Well, Susan can have a plaque on her building now.
There you go. So the next item was as it relates to the artifacts from the historic department. Mm-hmm. And it's my understanding that those are all being kept at the 3rd Street Fire Station.
We house about 2/3 of them at the historic, the History and Railroad Museum, and there's a few of them left at the fire station.
Okay.
We tried to make contact with one guy and one of the division chiefs there, but he's been really busy now with the fire going on.
Oh.
So about to do. So we're still pursuing that.
Okay. All right. Well, so follow up on the next meeting then.
Why don't we continue that till the next meeting?
Okay.
And then you can have
at least you haven't seen it out on the curb yet, right?
Not yet.
Well, that's good.
There's a number of articles. There's some of the old fire station, the old headquarters plaques that's made into a coffee table, stuff like that. And if they're going to use them, that's fine. We just don't want to see them disappear.
Right.
An inventory be made at least.
So you'll keep on top of that?
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Okay, boot camp.
I sent an email inviting all commissioners to the Brown Act boot camp. I received some RSVPs. And so if anybody who hasn't RSVP'd is planning on attending, I need to know tonight.
Okay. What were the dates for this?
Thursday, the 11th.
At 5:30?
Yes. And Oliver will be there to greet you as I'm leaving early that day.
Will drinks be served?
Lemonade. Lemonade until 6 o'clock.
On the flyer, it had all the information, and it's in the council chambers.
Council chambers downstairs.
Council chambers.
City council chambers downstairs.
Oh, okay.
Do you plan on attending?
I will be there.
Okay.
Can we nominate people to go?
You can nominate yourself.
Public speakers, I'd like to send that way.
Could you tell us about what's on the agenda that night?
The Brown Act.
Just the Brown Act.
Just training, just to update you on what you should be talking about in groups, not groups, and that kind of thing. Just as a refresher for those of you that maybe not gone through it in a while or at all.
Very good.
and all the commissioners, all the other groups are invited.
Right.
So there'll be some planning commissioners. Some of the buildings. So we're not signals.
Sounds easy, but it's easy to do that in a certain situation.
Is there any, are there any items that you'd like to bring on future agendas or for our next meeting?
I would like to have a discussion on the Gardner building and where that is at this point. What she going to do with the building? The roof is caving in, and personally, I think it's a safety hazard if there's an earthquake. And what is the city? And what is the city doing to force her to do repairs? Or is there ACPs on it? I mean, those are the kind of things. I just want to know where we are with that building.
Okay.
That's probably the oldest commercial building.
It is.
Where's that located?
It's on Fourth Street.
Right across the street from the old Sun building.
Yeah.
So just slightly north.
Except Molly's.
A little north of Molly's.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's just
north. Is that the sports university there? No.
Well, it's on the other side.
It's on the other side.
Okay.
But the
stucco, I mean, that's the
Davis
stucco.
Yeah.
It doesn't look as old as it is, but it is really old.
It is really, really old.
And inside, you know, where the place was open, you see, they had the old tin ceilings, you know, the
press tent.
On the inside.
It was pulling that off.
As far as looking into that, we want to find out the historical significance of that.
Well, I know the historical significance of it. It's just, I have concerns about that building. Mm-hmm. If you go look out one of these windows and face the building, it's tarped over, the roof is caving in, and what I guess what I really want to know is it going to be salvageable, or is it going to just have to be one of those buildings that come down before there's an earthquake? Because, you know, it's not earthquake reinforced, but, I mean, it's... And to me, it's living in the first ward. It's really hard to see that building like that. And those windows have been open since forever. And then when I saw the roof of the building has caved in, start to cave in and stuff, I'm concerned about the building. You know, and I just want a status on it. I think more than anything, because I know the history of the building.
We can have that for you.
Okay, thank you.
And just make a comment on that, you know, the roof caving in is due to neglect. And so we have somebody now that has a historical building and they don't want to do anything to it as a reason to, in the future, to tear it down is not valid. They can still reconfigure the inside, redo the roof, just maintain the exterior of it and do that.
The facade.
But, really, that
is... I think it's that she doesn't want to do anything with it. I think there's a cost involved. I also believe that's a URM building.
It's a what?
Unreinforced masonry building.
Right.
So
right.
There's a lot.
A lot of limitations.
So yes. You know the owner?
I do not know the owner personally.
Oh, right. You know who it is. Okay.
I couldn't recall the name.
Oh. Aren't the walls zero clearance along there? Is it the ones down from Molly's, the ones on 4th Street?
No, it's on down from Molly's.
Okay, but those are all, the walls are zero clearance on those. There.
Yeah, they're next to you. But really, that whole block, that's cool. Even where Molly's is, if you look at the brick, it's about the same vintage. I don't know exactly how.
Yeah, they all are.
But yeah, okay. It'll take work.
We'll have an update for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
At the next meeting, of course.
And it seems like there's quite a few ongoing situations in the city right now as we move out of bankruptcy and liquidate, you know, all these properties. And I guess we want to make sure that none of these properties that will be demolished with the moving out of the redevelopment agency, which, and are we completely, and maybe this is a staff question, are you completely secure with the knowledge that any of the buildings that would be demolished, including the Goodwill building and others, do not have a historical significance?
I'm not sure whether or not that analysis was done as part of the long-range property management plan. Typically it has what's on there and kind of a little background, but I'd have to research to see whether or not it says whether or not it's historic, not historic, and what are some of the other factors, kind of a thing.
Well, I would like to recommend, if it be appropriate, that we have a report back at our next meeting concerning that those properties to make sure that if we're back to their historical, that we take a position.
Didn't we get an ordinance? We got that paperwork like twice, I believe, about the ordinance, and when it comes to us, when it doesn't come to us, because of Nina's and that other building on...
Right.
So is that the same information, or...
If the only time buildings come to this commission is if they're on the...
Downs
group. That's the only time they come, and only if they meet specific criteria.
Yeah.
So not every building is slated for demo comes to this commission.
Well,
that's why we need to change.
That's why we need a local
historic list.
You got it.
You know, that's
well. And I think your point is well taken. In that now that there's some people that want to invest in San Bernardino to make some money, their excuse is going to be, let's just tear out all this old crap and put up something new. We've seen the telephone company do it over and over and over again. So now we're stuck with a bunch of old telephone company buildings, you know. But it's not just a telephone company; it's a lot of people that do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there's not a plan. That's
they always get
concern.
Us on that. So let's have a plan.
Is it? Right now, does the city have a list of buildings that they're thinking about tearing down? I know that's what we're talking about, but you know, sold out.
Now we've got plenty of other things that we're focusing on, so it's really, really comes to a point of somebody coming and saying, well, I like that building, what can I do with it?
Right.
You know, kind of.
I know it's been that way, but I was sure something new happened.
Nothing new's happened on that. But along with that, Director's Procedure, the Director's Report, there was a question regarding the City Hall. As you may have heard, there's some seismic conditions here. As a British City Hall, so there were some proposals that have gone out for the relocation of City Hall facilities, and we're looking at the building over the old RDA building there, and so that we received several proposals. There were a build a suit kind of a thing, so we got some proposals, design build for to that. I know that Mark was part of the team that was evaluating those and making some recommendations. And I think that the plan is that within the next few months, there'll be fine tuning. You know, who's selected, and then start getting into the design phase kind of a thing. They're talking about end of year, beginning of the year in terms of a possible move-in date. I'm not sure how realistic that is. You know, because they still have to. It also involves a move,
right?
You know, so there's a lot of stuff to get from here to get here to there. And kind of the configuration. So there's still talks of, who's going to go where.
Sure.
But I think probably by the next meeting we should have a better feel for where we're at.
Again, I think that's a future agenda.
I'll certainly include that as part of that. Between now and our next meeting in October, it may even be on the agenda. Downstairs.
So the plans are to retrofit this building?
No, the plans are eventually, but the first thing is to get us out of here.
Yeah. So what was the facility? Do they have a facility?
Yes, the agency, former agency property over here. This
was the 201 building, the former ADA building.
Okay.
Across from that parking structure?
Right.
That's right. How about is the Andreessen building big enough? Is it unreinforced? I don't know enough about it.
Which one is the
It's not. Oh, it has right. occupancies in it.
Oh, there's two.
It's right
there's two people
Harrison.
In that
just,
building.
Just north of
It's right by Harrison.
That's right. We were looking at possibly at an area of the Carousel Mall, but there was so much refurbishment that had to be done with that. It just became impractical, especially for a short term, kind of a solution. So I think that we'll probably be next door for a while.
Is it definite they're going to tear down the Carousel Mall?
I'm not sure what's going on.
I mean, it's possible.
They're talking about doing it, but it's not right away. Okay. You know, so, as or maybe with government, all due respect, but, you know, the government doesn't go as fast as the government.
No.
But I know that for a fact that, that the move is in the budget for 2016, 2017.
That's correct.
So it has been budgeted to do that, so they're certainly, obviously they need to come back to the city council and get approval for that, but certainly they have the money set aside to do that, so it's there. I think it's probably a little premature to have classes yet. I think we can talk about that. Maybe we could probably bring that up. I'm talking about education classes, about the Bills Act and all, like we've got.
A workshop.
It was a very important, important part of this commission about 2 or 3 years ago that we had this, I think, in the Historical Society building, if I'm not mistaken, and it was very well received, so we'll certainly consider that at our next meeting.
Sure.
And I'm certainly That's open for any other suggestions that we have. It's we certainly don't want to try to invade what we can the agenda with items that are not agendized. So please let me know, or Lisa, if there's any other items that you would like to have on the agenda. And if we're in agreement, then we certainly will do that.
Okay, sir.
And I think this has been one of our best meetings, and the cooperation is just phenomenal, and I want to thank you very much. Any further comments from staff before we do?
No, we'll keep our charge forward. We'll keep you informed of anything that may come up between now and October.
Okay.
And some of you attend the council meetings as well. So some cases, maybe you hear things before we do. But in any event, we look forward to our next meeting. Our next meeting will be on the Monday, October the 10th, at 5:30 here.
Let me, may I check quickly? I think I might be out of town. But of course, if I'm not, Nick can always chair the committee. So I'm not saying I will be, but I know there's a trip planned somewhere around that.
Give me a date.
A 5 minute.
Great. So I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I
make
a motion.
Oh, a second.
Okay. Favor, say aye.
Aye.
So adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Just learned how to use my calendar.
Oh! You just learned how to use your calendar.
A couple weeks ago, I did.
Pretty embarrassing.
So, some things you don't say out loud.
So, no, I'm marking everything.